The following program is for entertainment purposes only. It is not medical, psychological, or psychiatric advice of any kind. For any of that or more, contact your doctor. On today's episode of Dream Meetings, a woman finds peace with her grandmother's passing through a tragedy that takes place in her dream. A bathroom that could only be found in nightmares may have a strange message behind it. Could the reoccurring symbolism in a dream really be a complex, now loading sign for one person's mind? And what does the approaching scary man that only friends can see mean for one woman's dream? Those dreams and more to be discussed on today's episode of Dream Meetings. All right, the phone number here at Dream Meanings is 800-606-7193. Thank you for subscribing if you've done so on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform it is you may be listening to us on. If you like this program, one of the biggest things you can do to help us continue this thing and help it grow and help other folks find that we exist, because that is battle number one when you launch a new podcast. Letting people know that you are even out there, hitting subscribe, that helps us quite a bit in the rankings, leaving a positive review, something of that nature. Just if you can take the 2 seconds to do that, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate it. We really love doing these programs and want to continue to, but we can only do it when we see there's support there for them. So hit subscribe, leave a positive review, especially iTunes. That's where a lot of the listenership comes from. That's where a lot of it stems from. Please do so. And thank you in advance for that support. Cannot express how much that quick little thing means to a growing and developing podcast and us, the people behind it that are, you know, pouring a lot of heart and soul into doing it. So thank you for that. Our first letter today, and by the way, if you want to write in or call into our show, dreamingradio.com is our website, D-R-E-A-M-I-N-G, radio.com. Or you can also submit your story, your dream, by calling it in at 1-800-606-7193. So lots of ways to get those dreams to us so we can talk about them on a future episode. Haley writes in the first one. I dreamed that I was part of a group. I was supposed to perform a ceremony to help the spirit of an unnamed, recently deceased person pass on. This ceremony was to be performed at sundown at some unspecified location that we'd have to travel to. The sun was sinking lower, and I was urging the other members of the group to get ready to go, but they were in no hurry. It wasn't until the sun was on the horizon that suddenly everyone seemed to realize that time was short, but it was too late. Before we could leave, the sun was already down, and for some reason, everyone else kept trying to get ready to leave. I only thought, what's the point? We missed sundown, and the spirit did not get the chance to pass. Suddenly, the sky grew darker as the storm rolled in. All the frantic movement of my fellow team members ceased as we watched lightning flash continuously across the sky. Most of the lightning looked as one would expect, but every once in a while we caught sight of unnatural-looking bolts, perfect vertical zigzags that reminded me of a chevron pattern. Whenever we saw one of those, we would look at each other and remark on how strange they were. Then the dream abruptly ended. So, what was going on in your life at the time of this dream? She says, my husband's grandmother passed away about 3 months ago. I woke up thinking about her, but I'm not sure if that's because hers was supposed to be the spirit in my dream or if my mind was just trying to make a connection upon waking. I listen to other podcasts, Real Ghost Stories Online, regularly, and I'm currently in the middle of reading Lincoln in the Bardo, a novel about the ghost of Willie Lincoln. When I told my husband my dream this morning, he suggested my current media intake might have influenced my dream. Ghost stories have been something I've sought out most of my life, though, and this is the first time I've had a dream about them, indirect though it may be. I'm a stay-at-home mom. My youngest is a year old. I hadn't planned on job hunting until my youngest was in school. However, a few weeks ago, a college friend and former coworker asked me to apply for a position that'd become open at her workplace. I was nervous about the prospect of having to suddenly find childcare, but I felt confident in my chances of landing this job and thought I'd be entering a new phase of life. Turns out the job was offered internally to one of their part-timers. A stay-at-home mom, I remain. So I ask, what questions do you have about this dream, about this experience, and the answer to that question with a question is pretty straightforward here, is missing the chance to help the spirit pass symbolic for my missed job opportunity? Can it be more literal? Is there a spirit that wants me to help it pass on? Do I just hear too many ghost stories? What does the lightning storm have to do with anything, especially the unnatural looking bolts? Well, I think there's probably a mixture of stuff going on here. I think you may have a tinge of the I listen to too much ghost stuff, which I'm not going to say that that's a thing, because there's no such thing as listening to too much of our ghost show. But I think that could play into some of the unnatural looking things. There's a lot of that goes on in shows like that, where we're talking about things that are not natural looking. It might be just a storm. The storm, I think, might be more the metaphor than anything else. You know, if you're got it in your mind of the itch to go back to work, the idea of, hey, you know what? I think I kind of would like this. Some part of me would like this. I think it might be some anxiety of, okay, well, is this going to create a storm if I go back? Is it going to disrupt essentially the pattern of life that you kind of had planned out in your mind? Is it something that you really want to go into? I think it's kind of your consciousness looking at from a distance, a potential storm that could be created. Now, that's not saying that this could not be a great thing for you, a job opportunity of some sort. Obviously, this one, was passed over. But just the concept, just the idea of going back, it probably puts some anxiety there into your mind of what if, and is this a good idea? Could it create a storm for yourself and your family? It may, it may not. And that's, I just think it's something your mind is trying to reckon with and trying to move through. The funeral part, I think that might have also been just part of the recent passing. And I think the imagery somewhat has to do with the ghostly stuff that that you listen to quite a bit. I think the more important part of this was a storm and the metaphor of what could be potential results of the decision you were contemplating. Thanks for writing in. We do greatly appreciate that. Again, if you're liking this show, please hit subscribe on iTunes or Stitcher or whatever platform it is you're listening to us on. We greatly appreciate that. And then share your story with us, share your dream, and we may talk about it on a future episode of the program. Phone number here is 1-800-606-7193, 800-606-7193, our website, dreamingradio.com. Moving on to our next letter, Michelle writes in, tell us about your dream, says, I have tons of weird dreams, but we can start here. This hasn't happened in a long time, but a few years ago, I had a period of time where I would have lucid dreams constantly. The first time I remember it happening, I was about 7 or 8, and my father bought a boat in my dream, and I just said to myself, there's no way he'd do that. You're dreaming. I don't really remember what happened in the dream after that. A little while later, I'd have this reoccurring nightmare where my family was stuck in a sewer and we had to run through gunfire in order to get away. My father never made it, and I always woke myself up telling myself it was a dream. Anyway, I could go on to more interesting ones, but even though I remember most of my recent dreams, I haven't had any control in them for a few years. So what was going on in your life at the time? So I was not really sure. My father is still okay, but at the time we were moving and I was very young. That's the only thing I can think of. Lucid dreaming happened again later in my life. So what questions? Is lucid dreaming real? I've read about it online and I got to a point where I could go to sleep and say, you'll remember you are dreaming, and it would work. I've always wondered if it was just in my head, though. Anyone I've ever told that ever told this about thought I sounded like a crazy person. So, I mean, lucid dreaming is more so, a realization of a dream. And I think some of us have dreams that feel more real than others. And sometimes one night you have what you would consider a lucid dream. The next night it may not be. And it's a matter of how impactful I think it is sometimes in our life and how applicable it is to our life. Does it mean anything beyond that? That's a good question. Obviously, I think if it's something that is meaningful to you and you're able to remember it and it feels so real, lucid dreaming, I think there's probably some sort of application to it in your life. Is it paranormal? Is it supernatural? No, not always by any means. I think a lot of times it's our minds trying to work through things. The things that were going on in your life at the time, and I think this is, you know, just a representation of what was going on. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of changes in your life. You know, it was just change. It was things that may seem coming out of nowhere, where you said that your dad would never buy a boat. You probably had some things in that time of your life where you thought, well, this won't happen, that won't happen. And it did. There's a lot of surprises that come along with being young and moving quite a bit. Sometimes I'm sure you thought, well, we're going to be here for a while, or I'm feeling really comfortable here, and then bam, that can change. So I think that's just part of the uncertainty and part of the instability geographically that was going on in your life, that was manifesting in your dreams, where your parents or your father was doing things that were somewhat out of character for him. And you know, there's a certain amount probably of unreliability when it came to moving or control of that. Not that saying that your father was unreliable or anything of that nature, because he may have been the most reliable person in the world when it came to emotional support or things of that nature. But as far as stability in geographics and where your home is, I could see that being a little bit unreliable if you're moving around quite a bit without certainty there. So that's all I mean by that. And I think that just might have been what was manifesting in those dreams, as your mind and our subconscious try to work through what's going on around us. Thanks for writing in, sharing that experience. Greatly appreciate that. Dreamingradio.com, our website, to submit your dreams. And of course, that phone number, you can call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and leave your dream there. We may play it back on a future episode. It's 1-800-606-7193. Samantha writes into us, "So my dream has yet to be understood. In my dream, I am floating above my body. I'm surrounded around my friends and family. We're getting on a beautiful train. The train is ebony black with silver trim, with windows, gold trim around the doors, having a party. And we all get on the train and we sat down in our own car. The inside of the car is garnet in color. And the train gets going. We're all there and having a great time. Then we go through a tunnel. And it's so dark, you can't see anything. Like, the darkness itself is a mass. Sometime during this, I fell out of the chair I was on, and I have a weight on my chest and something hot running down my hand. When we all get through the tunnel, someone screams, and I look to see the dead body of a close friend I haven't seen in years. That's not the main thing I noticed. It was the sword that pierced the friend. The sword hilt was silver with gold trim with several small gemstones, but one large emerald in the center. Down the silver blade was Celtic designs in emerald green. Then I look closer at the blade. If you're wondering how I got out from under the dead body, I have no clue. I noticed a tag on the hilt saying, 'Happy birthday, come and find me.' The dream shifts as we all get off the train station. When I look around at the station, you have to cross several active tracks to get to the safe spot. Well, as our train leaves, I run across to the safe spot and I yell at the others to hurry and move, but that didn't happen. They slowly moved across and all got hit by another fast-moving train. With the slightest scream, I've seen a staircase going in between the tracks. So the timing of the train, with the timing of the trains, I run down the staircase and into a door. I open the door and I walk into a butcher shop. As I push through the meat hanging from the ceiling, a man all in a white suit jacket with a white fedora and black feather in it, with one eye bright sky blue and the other is grass green. 'Welcome home, my child,' the man says with a grin. That's when I wake up screaming. So what was going on in your life at the time of this? It says, 'I've had the dream several times of great stress. In school was a big test, losing a childhood home. Anytime I lost a family member to a death or a friendship. Could you make sense out of it and try to tell me what it means?'" Well, you sound like a very descriptive person. You sound like someone who probably picks up on a lot of details on a lot of things. And I think that might be the explanation of some of the great detail that you're seeing on the sword in the dream. telling of its Celtic nature, of the inscription, the writing, the jewels. I think that that just may be how you perceive things and how you interpret things in great detail, probably beyond what a lot of other people do, just in real life. So in natural, you know, going with that, that's probably how you dream as well. So I don't put a whole lot of weight on the detailedness of the sword or anything of that nature or the gems. What I would put more detail on is the stability of your relationships, the stability of those you care about. Maybe there's some betrayal that was going on at some point with this, or uncertainty, which it sounds like, which is what you very much said. This seems to come up in times of stress and in times of relationship turmoil, whether that turmoil is caused by a death or a move or whatever it may be. Maybe something completely unintentional and completely beyond your control. I think it's your mind. This is kind of your go-to dream of trying to deal and trying to process, I think, what is going on in those times of stress. A good analogy I think I can make on something like this is, you know, when your computer is trying to process something, and this is something maybe you have to, it's maybe a little bit olden day term. Do you remember the old hourglass that used to show up over a mouse or the little time window, you know, that would show up over a mouse when it was processing something? They don't really do that so much anymore, but it's, you know, it's the loading symbol, if you will. Very, very common if you used a computer anytime in the 80s or 90s or even early 2000s. Now, it showed that the computer was loading something, and that was its go-to symbol. It was its go-to, this is what's happening. We're loading, we're processing something. It's not always showing you what it's processing. That's all the computer language on the other end of it. I think sometimes when we have these dreams that are almost go-to dreams that our minds seem to go to in times of stress or anxiety, essentially that dream is the loading symbol. That dream is that hourglass. It's the same damn thing every time, maybe some slight variations on it, but that's the part that we're seeing, and we don't necessarily know what the hell it means. It's loading something, but what is it loading? You know, there's a back end to that where the mind is going through and trying to process things, and we're not always seeing what it's processing, but we're getting that same go-to symbol. And that symbol could be very expansive in a dream and very detailed, but for some reason it's that. And we all have different variations of it. I think sometimes that's what's going on when we have these go-to dreams that are reoccurring that don't necessarily seem to make a lot of sense. And sometimes the aspects of it don't always apply to the current nature of what's going on. But I think when it was created, sometimes some of those symbols, sometimes some of the images that we see in those dreams may have been applicable to an anxiety or a stressor that was far before the one we're currently dealing with. But that's what's going to show up on screen because that's what was programmed in initially. Some thoughts to consider and ponder when trying to make sense of a reoccurring dream that's very bizarre. Thank you for writing that in and taking the time. Our phone number again, please do give us a call, 800-606-7193, or write in through our website at dreamingradio.com. Continuing on with another letter. This one comes in from Sandra. Sandra says, hi, the dream I'm about to tell you is something that occurred to me 8 months ago. I've always had very strange nightmares. This dream is about my grandmother, just so you know. My grandmother passed away a year ago. She was diagnosed with breast cancer, and unfortunately, her cancer was the worst, and there wasn't much we could do for her, and she passed away 3 months later. Well, about 4 or 5 months after her passing, I had a dream about my grandmother. I faintly remember walking in this beautiful landscape, and from a distance, I could see a railroad. As I approached it, I noticed my grandmother was in the train, and all of a sudden the train started deviating and crashed into a post of some sort. I remember running as fast as I could to get my grandmother out of the train with my bare hands. I was able to remove all the debris around her and could see her lying down with blood on her forehead. At this point, I started to remember my grandma had just passed, and this could not be real. A few seconds later, she starts opening her eyes and lets me know she is okay. The next thing I do is yell for help, and all of a sudden I start smelling the same odor my grandma had when she was in the hospital before she passed away. As I mentioned before, my grandmother died from breast cancer, and while she was still alive in the hospital, she had this smell. I'm sure people who have had loved ones pass from this horrible disease know what I'm talking about. Well, the strange thing is that in my dream, I could smell that odor, and the next thing you know, I wake up from my dream with the odor still in my nose. I could still smell the odor and felt so much sadness for what had happened to my grandmother. This was the first time having a dream where I could smell something from my dream. I've told my family and friends about this dream, and they have no idea why I had this kind of dream. I do believe in the supernatural and how loved and have loved ones who have passed away and how they can come into people's dreams. After that dream, I've continued having dreams of my grandmother being healthy and happy and other times being sad and alone. Really be great if you could let me know what you think of why I had this kind of dream and if it could be linked to my grandma visiting me in my dreams. Thank you so much for making this new show, and goodbye. So what was going on? Obviously, I think we kind of spelled it out at the time. I was just living my life and working as usual. I also was very saddened about my grandmother's passing. The question that she has is, could it be possible that my grandmother visited me in my dream? And how is it possible that I woke up with the same smell my grandmother had when she passed away? Well, is it possible? Let's just answer that. And I will say this, obviously doing a ghost podcast as our other main show, there is very little that I look at and say, that's impossible. So is it possible that this was a visit or someone saying goodbye? Sure, it could be. There's not a whole lot of evidence on the outside of the dream that solidifies that. It's not like you woke up and there were grandma's glasses or something sitting on your dresser and you know that you weren't in possession of them or something that really would be otherwise unexplainable in the physical realm. That you could go, oh my gosh, this is really paranormal. Everything that you experienced is really, I think, a lot of the grieving process. A lot of the, your mind is trying to make sense of this. The train that's out of control just really, I think, kind of represented the track that you were going down with her recently. And I think a lot of times when we're going through very rough things, even when the situation ends, our minds are still not thinking it's done, that we're not out of it yet. That's why, you know, people are still plagued by traumatic situations, sometimes for years, sometimes for lifetimes after they've gone through very difficult things, because our mind is still sitting there on that track thinking this is still happening, or this is still a potential threat to our well-being. And I think it might have been your mind coming to a conclusion, possibly, with the train crashing and it ending, and then her saying she's going to be all right. Is this ride, this horrible ride of cancer is over, and she's going to be okay, trying to make peace with what was going on. Now, the smell situation, that is, again, the power of our mind. Now, again, am I saying that there's nothing possible that there couldn't be something, odd or paranormal going on here? Sure, that's a possibility, but there's also a lot that you described that could very well simply just be psychological. And I'm just being completely honest. It may not be exactly what you want to hear, but I'm just giving you all sides of the perspectives, because there's no way, and there's no one that's ever going to say one way or the other, this is 100% this, or this is 100% that. It's up to you to interpret what you want out of this. But we can do that. Our minds are capable of making us think we're smelling things in dreams, hearing things in dreams, and then even carrying that over into the waking moments. I've had times personally, not so much with smell that I recall, but very much with sound, where I think I'm hearing a banging or some loud noise off in the distance or even sometimes nearby. And I wake up and it wakes me up and there really was no noise that was out there, but my mind was generating this, even to the point of, I'd say, the first couple of seconds thinking I'm hearing it, and then it's gone or it's fading away. It's very powerful what that waking mind can do, where it's trying to play catch up as you wake up and come out of those dream states. So I would say, if I were to just be guessing, me personally, this is just my opinion, I think a lot of this was psychological and just you trying to work through what was a very difficult time in your life. But there, of course, is other possibilities there that I would not dismiss by any means. There may be more to the story. There may be more that that you just didn't mention in your letter. And that's fine. But based on what I heard there, I wouldn't be necessarily going in the realm of paranormal, but I think, you know, these things help us get through very, very difficult times. So is there other influences that cause these dreams? I think that very much depends on your belief system. And I think the answer is possibly. So thank you for that story. It was great to hear your letter. Greatly, greatly appreciate that. You're going to find that on the show. We're not always taking everything from the 100% medical, psychological standpoint or anything like that. I'm not a doctor or anything of that nature. I'm just giving you my opinion. And after doing a show about ghosts and still doing a show about ghosts, and we've done literally thousands of episodes and heard thousands of stories on this topic, there's very little that I say that's impossible, because they're really, it's amazing what people go through, and a good chunk of it not explainable just by saying this is psychological. So I'm always open to anything being a possibility, but I always say the first thing we should always be looking at is what are the likely possibilities when it comes to dreams, especially. What is our mind, what is our subconscious trying to tell us? And a lot of times that's where the answer is going to lie, not necessarily into the world of paranormal. But you know what? We do get stories sometimes where disturbing dream, odd things happening in the dream, very vivid, wake up, and there's physical things in those individual surroundings that have no explanation as to how they're there, why they're there. It's amazing. It really is. But if you, this is not a ghost show, but if you want to hear more about that and some of those dreams, when those things are involved in dream stories, we talk about those on our other show, which is Real Ghost Stories Online. And you can find that on iTunes, Stitcher, everything else. And you have to search Real Ghost Stories Online. That's the title of the show. And you can find it also, realghoststoriesonline.com is that website. If you like ghosts and dreams, because there's ghost stories and there's even ghost dream stories in there. All right. Our phone number here on this show, if you would like to participate and share your stories with us, you can dial into us toll free. Yes, toll free. No money. It's just call in 24/7 at 1-800-606-7193. Or, of course, you can go to our website, which is dreamingradio.com, and write in your dream story. Amanda writes into us, first off, I love your other podcast, Real Ghost Stories Online. I'd actually written in about a dream I had while staying at a hotel. Ever since I heard you were making a new podcast about dreams, I've been wanting to remember a dream to write in about. Usually this isn't a problem for me because I have very vivid dreams that I typically remember, but that hasn't been the case lately. However, over the weekend, I had two dreams that terrified me. I cannot remember ever being frightened by a dream, and even dreams with scary aspects don't really faze me. I had the first dream while I was trying to sleep off a migraine late in the afternoon. The setting of the dream was at my boyfriend's apartment, where I was sleeping at the time. In the dream, I had walked outside and started feeling as if I was being watched. I went back inside, got my boyfriend, and made him come outside with me. He immediately told me that he saw something in the bushes. He described it as an angry, creepy-looking man with a large mustache and bald head. I still could not see him. I repeated the process of going inside, getting someone else to come out and look for the man, with several people. Each of them were telling me the same thing, and each person would indicate that the man was closer than he had been when the previous person had seen him. I, however, never saw him, but only felt as if I was being watched. By the time I woke up, it was dark outside and completely dark in the bedroom because my boyfriend has blackout curtains over the windows. I instantly started to feel as if someone was in the room watching me, even though I still had a migraine. I ran downstairs to watch TV with my boyfriend for a while so I could get the dream out of my head. I'd like to point out that although my boyfriend was watching TV, I could not hear it at all while I was in the bedroom because he is super cautious about making noise while I have migraines. After about an hour, I went back upstairs to go to sleep again. This time, my dream took a place at my parents' house. I went there to do laundry, which is not something I do in real life. My parents and my sisters were there, and they were telling me that something weird has been going on in the laundry room. The access door on the ceiling to the attic keeps opening, and they feel like a little ghost boy watches them while they do their laundry. I went in the room and started to load the washing machine, and as soon as I did, the clothes that I've been putting into the washing machine started coming out of the access door into the ceiling. The door wasn't fully open, but cracked just enough so clothes could get caught and would hang down. I kept watching the ceiling, hoping to see it happen, but nothing moved. However, as soon as I would look away for an instant, the clothes would move, hang down lower, and the most recent items I put in the washing machine would appear to hang out of the ceiling. I started screaming that I wasn't afraid of him, the little ghost boy, and I started frantically loading the washing machine. It felt as if I was losing my mind. Just as I was about to snap, I woke up. My boyfriend has colorful Christmas lights hung all around his room, but he never turns them on. When I opened my eyes, the lights flickered on for a split second. Just a note, the lights are not the blinking kind of Christmas lights. I had a feeling as if something or someone was in the room with me. I kept watching to see if the lights were going to come back on, and because of the blackout curtains, there was no shadows or anything else to watch. About a minute later, the lights did flick back on for a split second, then about 30 seconds later, they did it again. I could feel that my boyfriend had come to bed while I was asleep, so I woke him up. I told him about the lights, but instead of waiting to see if they would do it again, he just turned on the light next to the bed and said he was ready to get up for the day. He said that I was simply having a bad dream because of my migraine, but I've been getting 2 to 3 migraines a week since I was a little kid, and I've never been afraid of a dream like that. So what was going on in your life at the time? She says, I can't say that there had been very much going on in my life that would explain this dream. I've always been a fan of scary movies, books, stories, etc. I've had the typical scary dreams, but nothing that has affected me after I wake up. These dreams still have me shaken 2 days later. I've been staying at my boyfriend's apartment much more lately, but this is the first time in about 6 months that I've had a dream that I would consider to be scary, and definitely the first one to ever make me truly afraid. So the other question is, have you ever heard of people having more intense dreams while experiencing migraines? I have one other migraine dream that I can share at a later time. Or because of the lights flickering, do you think there might be a paranormal element to the dream? Well, I would say there is certainly a possibility there when you have that evidence of there's something going on here beyond the dream physically in your realm. Without knowing much more, it's hard to say exactly what that is, but I would say possibly, you know, that's a little piece there of the puzzle. But I do think sometimes that the two can work hand in hand, where some of it's psychological and some of it may be tacked on with it out there in the realm of affecting reality. That could possibly be something a bit paranormal. Or it could be power surge, one of the two. Let's go back to the dream, though, and let's talk about what maybe some of the meanings and representations are going on there. It sounds like, obviously, the people in the dream were aware of some sort of impending thing, some sort of thing around you that was not going to be good for you. From the first dream, where there was someone coming towards you, to the second dream, where somehow the laundry was going haywire, but only others were able to really interpret this or see it when it was happening, and you would be kind of catching it after the fact. I think that could be your subconscious making a realization, and maybe you not consciously making the realization that there's something in your life that's not so good for you, but everyone else is seeing it. And maybe you've been told that, maybe it's been hinted at, maybe you're getting the feeling that that's what others are feeling about something in your life, and you don't want to admit it. That's a thought. I can't say that's for sure what it is. And that could be many things. I'm not going to go down the road of it's your boyfriend. It could be. It could be many things, though. So just think about your life. Think about what's going on in your life and think deeper on that subject. Could it be a relationship? Could it be some choices that have been made? There really is a lot of possibilities there. Because the boyfriend was present in the dream and because there was a little ghost boy in the second dream, does it little point into the a relationship direction? Possibly. But I can't say for sure if that, you know, is the answer. I can't say for sure anything we talk about on this show. It's all just speculative opinion. But I would take a look at things in your life and see if there's something that others are seeing stand out as a big red flag and you may not be seeing as a big red flag. And if you have a really close friend that you can trust to give you honest opinions, I would talk to them and say, hey, I had this dream. Here's what I think it may mean. Is there something going on around me that I'm just not seeing? See what they say. And see where that takes you. An interesting thing, especially when you're young, especially when you're, you know, and I don't know how old you are, judging from some of the stuff in the story, and this is just me judging from some of the stuff in the story with the Christmas lights, you know, hung in the room and things of that nature. I would venture to guess, you know, early 20s or late teens, probably around that area, because I'm just speaking from remembering what my friends had around their homes and their apartments and things of that nature at that age, and that was common, you know, but there's older folks who have that stuff up too. But a lot of times, you know, when you're at that age range, it's difficult to get friends to be super honest with you. I mean, it's difficult when you're older too, but I think it gets a little bit easier sometimes. A lot of times I remember friends being very, you know, to keep the peace, I'm going to just be, you know, nice. And I'm not going to necessarily speak out of turn to tell you when I think something's really bad for you. You know, at least a lot of friends won't do that. That's the one out of 20 friends. And those are going to be the super true friends for life that are able to speak up and go, hey, I love you. And here, I'm going to tell you this. And I don't care if you're mad at me or you don't speak to me for several months, years, what have you, because I really truly want what's best for you. And those are the good friends to keep, because they will tell you their honest opinion and whether you like it or not. So go ahead and I would say try and ask, see what you find out. But I think that may be what a lot of the representations in the stream are all about. Would love to hear your dream and talk about it on a future episode of Dream Meanings. DreamingRadio.com is our website, and our phone number is 1-800-606-7193 to share your dream experience with us, and we'll give you some feedback. Jess writes into us at Dream Meanings. For many years, I've had a reoccurring theme that shows up in my dreams every so often. I'll be trying to find a bathroom, and when I get to one, usually a public one, there'll be different toilets everywhere. Toilets at different heights, some facing each other, some practically on top of others. Usually, there aren't any stalls at all. But if there are, there are no doors. There's multiple toilets in each one. And if that's not enough, they are all covered in toilet paper and plugged up, so I usually never find one. Sometimes I'll wake up from the dream and need to use the bathroom, or I'll move on to another dream. There must be something of their meaning that these dreams have. So what's going on? Never really thought about what specifically was going on when I had the dream or it's showing up again, other than at times I actually had to use the bathroom. I guess I'm just curious why there would be so many packed into one room and all be useless. This could be a representation of a time where you have overwhelming choices in your life. This is my interpretation of it. But very few of those choices seem to be the right one. I have this, not this specific dream, but I you know, when you wrote this and I'm reading it, I'm having this feeling like I think I've had dreams along this line where it's not, there's thousands of toilets, but it's a normal restroom. And although maybe I've just had this experience in real life at an amusement park, where you go in and you have to go really bad, but every damn stall is just disgusting and you're afraid to even go near the toilet. I think we've all had that at least once in our life, in real life. I have it with phone numbers and phones, and I can't get the phone to work right. And every phone I go to, it's just not connecting, and it can't ever happen. And I think sometimes that pops up, at least for me, when there's a lot of choices to be made in life, but none of them really feel like this is a really firm one. This is the one I'm feeling good about, but you kind of have to make one. That could be what this is representing. Without knowing a little bit more about what's going on in your life at the time of having these dreams, it's difficult to say but that's where I would lean. I'd be thinking a lot about what's going on when this is showing up, because it sounds like there's a need. You need to use a restroom. And then there's somewhat of a solution showing up, but none of them are very desirable. And it's frustrating and it's scary. And maybe you just had to go to the bathroom at the same time of feeling this anxiety. And that's why toilets end up being the symbolism in this dream. That sounds like a nightmare, but it also, gosh, it sounds like things I've actually gone through in some of the places I visited. Just bleh. Thank you for that. I don't want to think about it. I can just, this is one of those moments where I can smell your dream in my mind. And it's not pleasant. Thank you for sharing, though. Glad I were able to give a little bit of feedback there. Our website, of course, dreamingradio.com, to share your dreams with us. You can also call in at 1-800-606-7193. We would love to hear your dreams and talk about them, give you some feedback, and help you work through them just from a friendly perspective. So please do participate. And if you don't mind, if you like this show, press subscribe, leave us a positive comment on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever you may be listening to us. That greatly helps us get more listeners and helps us grow the show. So that wraps up today's episode. Thank you guys for listening. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thank you for listening to Dream Meanings.